about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Good afternoon, friends. Isn't this a glorious day? I'm sure you all feel terrific. You know why? Because it feels good to do good.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You debate politics with a woman and just go, you know, just full-blown out there, especially feminism. If you're talking to a feminist and she's giving you, well, you know, men really need to be more sensitive and this. You know, actually, men don't need to be more sensitive. You just need to be quiet and kind of do what you're told.
I don't know why people don't like you.
Well, I love women, but they're extremely primitive. They're basic. They're not that hard to understand.
Disgusting grossness in your mouth.
And now, this is the equivalent of being kidnapped, stored in a basement, being tortured, and then they let you out when you're of no use to anyone.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 17th of October.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Hey.
I think you guys are trying to kill me.
We're trying to kill you.
I think so. I think this RIP Bean thing is starting to get to me.
Is it? Because I recall 30 years of calling in sick occasionally or going on vacation, pre-scheduled vacation.
Right.
Every single time, Kevin's dead.
Right, must be dead.
Yeah.
Every time.
I
must hurt for people to say that about you, Bean. I really feel for you.
I think what I'm trying to tell you is I think I'm sick.
Oh.
What?
And I don't know that I have been physically ill, mentally ill a long time. Don't know that I have been physically ill in at least 25 years, maybe?
Healthiest man in the world.
I am
right?
The healthiest man alive, right. Yes. And I haven't taken a physical day off, you know, for health reasons in at least that long. But I'm telling you, I woke up and I'm just aching all over and I have the worst headache ever.
Oh, so you're going to Vegas?
I took some. I really am sick, though.
Right? No.
But I'm telling you.
Of course. Wink, wink. Vegas.
Telling us on a Thursday.
Yeah. So he's taking Friday. Saturday,
Sunday. No. I'm not calling in sick. You know me. I'm ride or die. But I'm telling you, I did take some Allegra this morning, and I'm just every inch I move just aches. Just aches. I don't like it.
Are you playing music?
I thought you guys were playing something.
Are you playing a little toy piano?
I got nothing on this end. I promise you, nothing playing on this
pocket.
That was Kevin's phone.
Is this the thing where you don't know an alarm and then we have to show you how to turn the alarm off?
Grandpa.
It wasn't my phone, it was my penis. That's the weird thing.
Grandpa, wow. We got to show you how to use your phone.
Very sweet song that your penis plays. Actually adorable.
Also, he was looking around like it's obviously, clearly
it's
not him.
Literally could have looked down and left, and that's where it came
None
from.
Of us could tell where it was coming from, though, right?
But it wasn't in my pocket.
Agreed. Back
Kevin,
to you, Bean.
What is that sound?
Honestly, I don't know because I don't have that set as an alarm.
Yeah, it's the one where, it's on the bottom where the alarm is. We determined this the last time it happened 3 days in a row.
Oh, I see.
All right, so we'll find out in 2 days.
It sounds like the waiting room music at a funeral home.
It really did. Yeah, I thought you were playing it, and I'm like, that is such a low sound.
Hey, I didn't know Bean could play.
Right.
It wasn't me. But anyway, I'm dying is what I'm telling you guys.
Okay.
Or follow me here, allergies.
I don't know. This bad out of the blue?
Yeah.
Can happen. I don't know.
Could totally happen.
It's literally the definition
the
of allergies.
The definition of what allergies
Yeah, but I was
are.
Fine yesterday, you guys.
Right.
Yeah, again.
I would tell you I was fine yesterday.
That's how they work.
Today I just feel terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Real quick, because I know we're on a schedule. Jensen, you've been to the, what is it? Is it the Museum of Pinball and Banning? Is that what it is?
In Seattle?
The Museum of Pinball and Banning, California.
I have never been. I know of it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be great.
Just on the other side of Riverside San Bernardino in Banning, which, by the way, I clocked it for you. It's 82 miles from L.A.
Thank you for doing that.
You need to get in your car immediately after the show tomorrow because this weekend is Pinball Madness.
Yes.
It's a 3-day free play extravaganza. In other words, you pay $50 on Friday or Sunday, $65 on Saturday, and you play every pinball machine, and there are over 1,000 of them in the house all day long as much as you want.
Yeah. He might die.
It's a little too much for me.
Yeah.
No, I do get – people do send this to me. They did last year as well. Mm-hmm. It is a great museum. I've only been to the Seattle Museum of Pinball.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this is a lot of games.
1,100. How have you not been there?
I know.
How have you not been there?
I feel like I should be living there.
This would be like me living 82 miles from the world's largest walnut and not going ever.
It's not a walnut, by the way.
No, but what I'm saying is...
Cement.
I'm saying this is relevant to Jensen's interests.
Yes, agreed.
And I love free play.
Yeah, free play.
Walking around playing.
That's how you ended up with a baby. The two newest pinball machines available, by the way, are the new Jurassic Park machine.
Right. It looks like a great game. And the new Elvira.
And the new Elvira House of Horrors.
There you go.
Wow.
They're both there.
Man. I have never been...
turned off less?
Yeah.
More?
less
you were
going to
say... Yes, exactly. The fun also includes a Halloween tango dance on October 19th and a Funhouse Haunted Maze in addition to all of the pinball action.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can't believe you're not going. I can't believe it.
Is it just too much? Like, there's too much there that it's overwhelming?
It's funny because I did know about this last year and I wanted to go, and it just feels, I never leave the house really. I mean, 80 something miles doesn't sound like a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
Well, it's just the guy who never leaves also.
No, but I'm saying even with bad traffic, in 3 hours you could be playing pinball the entire weekend as much as you want on 1,100 machines. The weekend pass is $125.
Oh, now you're sleeping there apparently. You're staying all weekend.
I'm getting a hotel.
He may never come back.
I'm not sure there's going to be even a hotel room available for 20 miles.
If you're even a pinball head, and it sounds at this point like you've been faking.
No, I'm
not. Because if you really were, you'd be going.
I predicted the new game that would be there. I'm a huge pinball
poser.
Head.
Pinball poser.
I'm going to look into it now.
I'm just saying if you cared, you'd be there. And by the way, I did check it out for you. And the Holiday Inn Express on West Ramsey does have rooms.
Oh, my gosh.
You can also camp at the Banning Stagecoach KOA. So
it's reserved rooms everywhere for you.
I did reserve rooms
for you. By the way, going to a pinball weekend and then staying in like a trailer nearby is maybe the saddest situation you could be in.
Well, have fun, man. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about this morning's Kevin DeBicho, shall we?
Now, I say this with love, but you sound like a shallow, miserable monster.
Okay. Thursdays, get up on this with Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We also do Dr. Drew on Thursdays. We're going to talk to him. We have RJ Bell with his preview of the NFL Week 7.
Another winning week last week for RJ.
Yeah.
We have Kevin and B's Last Breakfast with Green Day tickets.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but there's a guy who called the police to complain that the police stole his weed.
Hmm.
Well, how about a little respect for his private property?
Right? That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to play some highlights of that. And... the star of The Watchmen, you guys, or Watchmen, I should say, on HBO,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Regina King.
Well, she's just the best.
Ever.
At everything.
Yeah.
Yes, she is. She's amazing.
She's coming in this morning as well in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll take a break.
This day in history with Old Man Reuben.
I'll never forget that it was October 17th that we started working on Stonehenge. Now, I know a lot of people think it's some sort of unexplainable sign of aliens or the undeniable work of God, but truthfully... it was just me and like three friends, drunk and high off our ass. We were hired to build a shed, and truthfully, we thought we were doing great. But then the buzz wore off, and we went back the next day, and we were like, this is a mess. We knew we couldn't fix it at that point, so we just left. Never came back. And then people started telling me about these rocks or whatever, and how no one could figure out where they came from, and I just kept quiet. I didn't have the heart to tell them it's because of aftershock and LSD. Wait till they hear about why that Tower of Pisa is leaning. It has to do with my penis.
See, because Reuben is old.
Well, finally, Stonehenge explained.
How about that?
That was a sloppy shed, man. That is not good work, Reuben.
Also, how do you tilt a tower with your penis?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait for future installment.
Hope so.
Hey, 5:49. It is a Thursday morning on KREK. Ali is here. Time for What's Happening.
Whatever you do, don't Google sloppy shed. that's all I know.
Is that a move?
I feel like it should be.
Should be a move and a band, both.
You guys.
Yes.
Remember all the news? Jonah Hill's going to be in the new The Batman. Oh, he's going to be playing Penguin. Oh, no, he's going to be playing Riddler. But whatever, Jonah Hill going to be in The Batman.
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
So after being offered a role in The Batman, Jonah Hill has moved on from the project.
I don't go on like Kevin and Bean. I'm like, yo, this is my favorite show. Like,
because he knew he'd have to come on Kevin and Bean. I think is why.
He's keeping just away from any project.
He doesn't ever want to have to do press again.
Yeah. Well, why exactly he's passing is currently unknown, but insiders tell Variety that the news was initially reported when it was way early in the negotiations and a deal was far from closing. So, you know, that happens.
It makes sense.
Plus, yeah. I think they also put out feelers about things, and then if there's a strong reaction either way, they either go that way or the other way
you
type
mean,
of thing.
From the audience?
Yeah.
No. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they definitely float, especially for roles in comic book movies. They float a lot of actors.
We saw that with Pattinson big time.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know if this is a popular or unpopular opinion. I think the Batman is worse for not having Jonah Hill. I think he's a really good actor, and I think he would have been interesting in that movie.
Absolutely.
Would you have rather seen him as Penguin or Riddler?
It doesn't matter. It depends on whether fat or skinny Jonah shows up. Mm. Yeah, if he's fat Jonah, absolutely the Penguin. If he's skinny Jonah, he should be the Riddler.
So they wait till the first day of filming, then they just hand him whatever script.
Yeah. I think so.
I wonder why he doesn't like to come on our show.
Can't pinpoint it.
Well, I'm not wrong. I mean, you're going to get one or the other. There's no in between. There's never medium sized Jonah.
Hasn't it been mostly sort of in shape Jonah
recently? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, he's a pinball. He goes back and forth.
Okay.
As far as Bean is concerned.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. On my scale.
All right. Well, Hill and Warner Brothers couldn't come to a deal, so whatever. Robert Pattinson, of course, starring as Batman. Zoe Kravitz is playing Catwoman. Jeffrey Wright is on board as Batman's ally, Commissioner Gordon. The Batman has a release date of June 25th, 2021.
Oh, dang it.
Again?
Wow. Yeah. No,
do you have?
I can move this around. It's Adler. Adler has a swim lesson.
Okay.
The exact day. Out of all the days.
Yeah. In 2021?
Yeah. It's great swim instructor.
Summer.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah. He taught Greg Louganis.
Did he?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. He must be tough to get into then, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird because he's a diver, so not really a
swimmer.
Well,
you need to know how to swim.
True.
I agree.
True.
We could not get the diving coach.
Right.
We couldn't even. It was like a 15-year waiting list.
Right.
But we got his swimming guy, so we figured.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll move it.
So a haircut and a foot appointment
right,
you cannot
right.
change.
No.
But this one, okay, cool.
I think. I don't know. I'll try.
Okay.
Check, yeah.
I did not realize, I guess, that Jason Momoa, Aquaman, is Zoe Kravitz, Catwoman's stepfather.
You didn't know that?
Didn't know that.
Because Elisa Bonet, yeah?
Yes.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
I saw a picture of them yesterday. I thought, oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of cool to have two superheroes in the family.
Yes.
It's on.
Yeah. They live at like a farm or something. Isn't there some weird story about Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa where they live off the grid?
Well, I'm not the person to ask because I didn't know they were together.
Right.
You didn't even know Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa were together?
No, I didn't. Apparently my subscription to the Inquirer lapsed. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Or the stories I have done about them on the red carpet and that
I don't
reporter
hear
asking.
Women. You know
okay,
that.
That's right. That's right. I forget.
The rest of us like to stay current.
Yes.
That's a weird thing that you missed.
I'm telling you that. Here, let me say it again. Aquaman is Catwoman's stepfather.
Right, right.
Okay. I thought I was breaking news.
No.
He has said before that much like I think everyone in my generation, that she was his childhood crush.
Lisa Bonet was.
She was everyone's. Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A fun fact.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Is it?
Attractive, very talented couple.
Absolutely.
Just saying. Neil Patrick Harris had surgery on Tuesday after a sea urchin spine got caught in his hand while he was doing a little climbing cliffs and hiking in Croatia 2 months ago.
Whoa. I hope his doctor was 15.
That's just a show, Doogie Howser.
Oh.
It's very timely, though. I appreciate that.
But would it be cool if he walked in the room and there was like a teenager there to treat him?
It would be mean. Turns out it pierced through a tendon.
Oh, ouch.
That sounds painful.
That's not a good situation.
No.
So he was climbing cliffs. He tripped and, quote, hand planted on a sea urchin. So he said the only drawback is having to wear this massive hand elevating contraption for the foreseeable future. And then he said, all in all, though, I have to say, uni is delicious. Oh, because he's still going to eat it.
Sure, right. I see. Okay.
See?
So he wins that round.
Well, no, the commenters underneath win that round. Like Kate Jennings Grant, she's a Broadway star. She said, you should have gone to Urchin Care.
Oh.
And then actor, I know. Actor Breckenmeyer, he tried, but he said, I spoke to the urchin. He is a different version, which I thought was cute, but really. Okay. What I'm saying is that was kind of.
That sucked.
Kind of cute. Guys, I could not be less interested in a new musical based on the 1993 Robin Williams classic Mrs. Doubtfire. But it's going to premiere on Broadway in the spring of 2020.
I saw someone post that yesterday and say, take my money now. And I thought,
what? Why? Who are you following?
Who are you?
I don't know who it was, but I was confounded, like, how one person would go see that.
Maybe it was someone that, like, you need to reach out to because they obviously have a problem with just throwing their money away.
Right.
That was a cry for help, Bean. If you could scroll back, find that person and reach out and just say, listen, I've been thinking about it. What's up, man? You okay?
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's the better thing to do would just be to throw the money into a toilet.
It is a terrible idea. Although I will say, if you buy it for opening night, at least that way you get to see it. Because I don't know how many more performances after that there'll be.
Yeah, I don't know how much I care about that story.
It's a terrible idea.
Very little, but depending on who does it, maybe it's great and you hear word of mouth down the road.
No. No possibility. Can't be good.
No. Okay. No possibility.
This one is still bored. I'm sorry.
You guys, you were right when you talked about Dancing with Stars the same way.
Not a
we did,
great way. Yeah. Okay. Guys, with the... Guys, Helen Hunt has been hospitalized. She's recovering after a car she was riding in was hit by another driver in L.A. She was taken to Cedars-Sinai, released later that evening. I should have read through this. She's fine. Yeah.
Kevin Hart was driving?
I'm sorry?
Well, was Kevin Hart driving?
No.
I just wondered if she was a passenger.
Us not seeing Kevin Hart since the accident, it seems like he's probably in pretty bad shape, no?
Yeah. Oh, no. I did.
I know
do
you,
you
said,
guys not
no, no, no. You said he did. You said
stories.
He was doing some press, but we haven't seen him. I mean, that doesn't mean...
Not a single picture.
Not a picture. Nothing. Like, I know that you said he was going to do press, but literally, I haven't...
I think she said he was going back to a writer's room or something? Right?
No.
Okay, we don't listen.
Can he walk? Is his face disfigured? Is he humped over?
Sitting down and doing, like, junkets and stuff with the other actors who all changed their schedule so they could work less time.
He might not be sitting down. He's just really, really short.
Or maybe they put, like, a tarp in front of him so you see all the rest of him, and then he's just talking from behind the tarp.
Just behind a tarp. I didn't think about that.
Sounds like Allie is willing to accept him being kept out of public eye because he looks like the Elephant Man now.
Yeah, someone's in on the conspiracy.
You know me and Kevin Hart, very close. Mm-hmm, and this all came up because I did a story about Helen Hunt in a car accident, by the way.
She was totally fine.
Okay, totally fine. Everything's cool. Yeah. Like, it may not even have been Helen Hunt.
But
just a blonde lady.
But Kevin Hart is paralyzed. We've established that.
Head to toe, just absolutely broken.
Okay. Want to hear some birthdays?
Sure.
Please. Wyclef Jean, Eminem, Mike Judge. Oh, right?
Right?
I know you would. Yeah. Oh, all day. Norm MacDonald and Michael McKean and Ziggy Marley and George Wendt.
Sounded like you were done partway
through. It was.
Okay. We're letting you pick the Halloween song that we play each day here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, and you go to Twitter after the show, at Kevin and Bean, and then you can pick between two different Halloween theme songs, and we'll play it the next day, and that was Devil Inside by INXS.
The right one.
I love that INXS. Yeah. By the way, I wouldn't have been mad with the theme from The Exorcist either, but the INXS is good.
Yeah.
That's a good band. I can't wait for their next record.
Okay.
Hey, Thursday means get up on this. Thursday also means RJ Bell in Las Vegas talking the NFL, this time week 7. That's coming up, and your tickets for Kevin Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day all on the way, plus Academy Award-winning actress Regina King.
Woo-hoo!
How excited are we?
Very.
Joining us to talk Watchmen coming up. First, Allie, what's happening here on this Thursday?
INXS was my first big girl concert where my parents didn't sit with me at a concert. It was just me and my friend Rachel.
They went home or they circled or what? How did that work?
INXS tour right there. Yeah, kick. Guess who opened?
For INXS? I don't know.
Steel Pulse. So it was also the first time I was like, what's that weird smell? It was pretty much a great night, you guys, for everyone involved.
How hot were you for Michael Hutchins?
Well, I was a very young girl, but super hot for him.
Okay, you started to feel things.
I still knew. I was like, what is that that tingles?
You were a girl when you walked in, but you were in puberty when you walked out.
Oh, I had a full beard when I walked out. Yeah.
That's sad.
It really
he was. He was, for folks who don't know, he's a good-looking dude.
Ooh, me like it.
Yes, indeed.
So handsome. So remember yesterday where I told you that study about, parents absolutely do have a favorite child. Absolutely.
Oh, no question. Mm-hmm. Kevin won't admit it because he lies.
Yeah.
Well, off air, he told us.
Yeah.
Off air, absolutely.
These are people without kids doing the story, by the way, just
and
for the record.
Sorry for you, number two, Kevin's kid.
Oh, no. I know parents have a favorite kid just as a child.
So your parents had a favorite child.
100%.
Mine too.
Well, they're terrible.
That's why being an only child really is a blessing. It was great for me.
So your parents had no favorite kids.
Yeah, they were just like,
oh, that's hurtful.
They're like, we shouldn't have had any.
Well, that is why when I saw this story, I wanted to make sure that Jamie Presley stay safe and loved and cared for the rest of her life.
Oh.
Because Jamie Presley posted an Instagram photo earlier in the month showing her and her 12-year-old son, Desi, just cuddled up in a restaurant. And she said, in the caption, best time ever hanging with my favorite son, Desi. That's right, I said it. I have a favorite son. Although I love all three of my boys with everything I have in me. She said they have a special bond because they grew up together, essentially, because it's her firstborn. And then she recently had 2-year-old twins, Leo and Lennon. But she did the bulk of her growing up with this son, Leo. So I thought, okay, that's pretty interesting. But she was on The Talk yesterday, and they brought it up, and they were like, listen, what's that all about? And she was so funny. She kind of took a beat, and she goes, yeah. See, I was just being honest, and the whole crowd loses it. She then says, all three of my boys are wonderful, but he's a favorite for different reasons. She says, when it comes to, like, traveling on a plane, 12-year-old, that's my favorite. When it comes to dressing themselves, 12-year-old, that's my favorite. Those two, and points at a picture of her twins, she's like, they can't even say shirt. I was on the floor laughing at this segment because you thought when they had her out that she was going to be like, no, I didn't mean it.
She'd have to backtrack big time.
She doubled down.
She straight up doubled down and was like, no, I was actually being honest, which a lot of you should be. Kevin Ryder, which is no weird kidding. That she said that, but
did she
must
say
have
my
been
name?
Listening. Yeah, it
That's
was weird.
Weird.
I just laughed so hard at that. It was excellent. Ah, by the way, new parents will have 2,500 arguments in the first year. This is a study of 2,000 moms and dads, and they found the average couple can have up to 7 arguments a day.
Oh, God.
Wow.
On how to look after the baby, who's doing the most or the least around the house.
Yeah, you got a million decisions to make every hour.
I don't have 7 arguments a day with Danielle.
That does seem extreme.
It seems like a lot,
that
right?
That is a lot, yeah. I mean, it is difficult to be a new parent, and you do have moments where, you know, you have your disagreements.
At each other.
Seven a day seems like a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Well, you were telling me that you like to juggle him, like throw him up in the air.
Well, yeah, but that's more of a hobby. That has nothing to do with the story.
And then somehow Danielle says, no, don't do that.
Yes.
So that's one argument right there.
Sure. But again, I'm allowed to have my own hobbies.
That's true. I'm
she
with
stops
you on that.
That I, where am I going to have fun?
I'm with you on that.
It's a great example. Mark that.
What exactly were you envisioning he was juggling Adler
chainsaws.
With?
Chainsaws.
Oh. Chainsaws. Oh. Okay.
I mean, that was a given.
Understandable.
Yes, I didn't have to say that. Obviously, you juggled your newborn with chainsaws.
I apologize. Yeah I should have.
Clearly, you're not a parent.
No. other common disputes during year one include who's the most tired? It's the mom.
It's always the mom.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
And I have a job where I wake up at 4 a.m. and it's still the mom.
Oh, yeah. Who should get up in the night? It's going to be the mom. Mm-hmm. But 16% of couples also grumble about the lack of sex. Yeah, because the mom's tired. Because you aren't doing anything, Dad.
Or why are you looking at me?
Other mom.
No, it's because it's also because it's like a full-time job for everyone.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's like the last thing you're doing is being like, I feel sexy. Let's rock. Like,
I don't think you had to shimmy when you said that, though.
You know, I have a certain style.
Yeah.
But, that doesn't seem like it's a,
none of this
judgment.
Is a surprise.
Yeah, no, none of it makes
babies come out of the butt, right?
Well, that's
they don't. I think maybe that's a problem if it's coming out of your butt. I think you should get that checked. Guys, some great birthdays today. Eminem, Wyclef Jean, Mike Judge, Norm MacDonald, and Michael McKean. And
Jensen, you saw her in the hall?
Yes.
Are you blind now? Well, are your eyes burning from the power that Regina King wields?
I was very embarrassed. I walked into the little room we have and I went, hello, very loud, but forgetting it's 7 a.m. for other people, you know? Oh, and she just looked at me like, hello. And I was like, I already apologize. And she started laughing. But it was, I screamed at her.
You know, we have to fire you now because you've upset Regina King, right?
Yes, yes.
Because we have a policy on this program where we don't upset Regina King. And that's our policy.
No, I'll get my stuff.
Okay. Yep. She'll be joining us coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock, talking all things Watchmen, debuting this weekend on HBO. First, though, speaking of Jensen, it's Thursday, and I think you know that's time for Get Up On This.
We're gonna get you up on something spooky, for the month of October is meant to be scary. So Jensen's gonna get you up on something new, and it's Halloween time. Let's all scream boo.
Get up on this.
It's time to get up on this.
Get up on this.
You don't want to miss.
Get up on this.
It's pure horror bliss.
Get up on this.
It's time to get up on this.
To remind you, the month of October is the spooky Get Up On This section, where I feature three different horror movies every single week. These are ones that I think deserve more attention or deserve a rewatch now that
we're entering. If I don't hear the word zombiever coming out of your mouth in the next 3 minutes, we've got trouble.
Last week, I didn't know any of the three.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, no zombiever this week, unfortunately.
All right.
But during the Halloween season, throw these on. If you haven't seen the ones that I've already talked about, they are at krock.com, okay? All the Get Up On This are featured there. But this is like almost like a movie marathon we can enjoy together. And I'm thrilled to kick off this week with one of my favorite movies, let alone thrillers, of all time. And I've talked about it a couple times on the show. It is called Joyride. Now, a lot of people haven't seen it. More should. I've waxed poetic about this Paul Walker, Steve Zahn buddy vehicle since its release in 2001, and for good reason. It is written by the executive producer of Silicon Valley, Clay Tarver, okay?
Okay.
And J.J. Abrams.
Okay.
That alone should make you want to go see it.
Sure.
Not enough people know that, right? You wouldn't assume a movie like this is written by those two guys, especially if you saw the trailer, which is extremely embarrassing and has a voiceover that goes like, have you ever been followed by a car?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's really selling this.
It's so bad. But it's
kind of on point.
I know.
But the voice is killer.
Well, it is. It's that like horror movie trailer guy.
Right.
Have you ever seen Steve Zahn in a movie? Like, it's literally that bad of a trailer. It's directed by a guy named John Dahl, who's best known for directing Rounders, which is a cult poker movie everyone loves, too. Walker goes on a long road trip to pick up his brother, played by Zahn. He picks him up from jail. And he also decides along the way to pick up a girl he's been talking to over the phone and knows her from high school that he wants to date, played by Lily Sobieski. And on that drive, they purchase an old CB radio, okay? And they decide to pull a prank on a trucker while driving, while using it. For the first time, they go, well, let's pretend to be a woman communicating with a trucker. And they find a guy named Rusty Nail. And this is the clip of the prank.
So I'm 5'10". I got dirty blonde hair down to my shoulders. I got blue eyes, really soft skin.
Man, this is turning me on.
And if I were there, Rusty Nail, you know what I'd do?
Tell me.
I'd make you feel good.
You would?
And if I were there and I asked you to, would you unbutton my blouse?
I've never really done this.
This is so fast. No, we can't lose this guy. Go.
Don't worry, they don't lose him. He comes back.
I seem to remember the trucker took it real well when he found out it was a prank, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they tell him to meet him at a hotel and bring some pink champagne, and when the prank pays off, they realize this guy's a psychopath killer. Voiced by the great Ted Levine in an uncredited role.
Oh.
You know him from Silence of the Lambs? He's like the IDF meet, that guy. It's really good. Also, a young Walter Goggins is an extra in it. Walton Goggins just shows up as a cop in the background of one of the scenes.
Love that.
It's campy, it's scary, it's a ton of fun, and better than anything, 1 hour and 37 minutes. My second pick this week was a surprise hit at the box office, so I think some people have seen it, but I bring it up and people look at me like they've never heard of it. So it's important that you see 2016's horror thriller, Don't Breathe.
Agreed.
All right. It's directed by Federico Alvarez, who first hit the scene with the surprisingly good 2013 remake of Evil Dead. The movie follows three young adults who, in hopes of walking away with a massive fortune, decide to rob a reclusive blind man in their neighborhood.
And a veteran, right?
He is a veteran.
Oh!
He's a military guy. They end up with more than they bargained for, all set in the depleted city of Detroit. It's a great twist on the homeowner fights back genre that people love. This is a clip from the trailer that gives you a little feeling of what happens when they run into the homeowner.
Yo, I got our ticket out of here. Rumor is this guy is sitting on at least 300K. Boom!
That's our guy.
Wait, is he blind?
We messed up to rob a blind guy, isn't it?
Just because he's blind don't mean he's insane, bro.
Guys, money's probably in there.
Who's there?
Stay right there.
How many of you are there?
Just me, man. All right? Just let me go, please. Okay, I swear to God.
I've realized I picked two movies that have the same guy going, oh, how many are there? Like, I'm obviously clearly afraid of people with very deep voices.
I need to watch that again.
It's Don't very, mess so with good. Blind guys,
it's
man.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah. Stephen Lang plays the blind man. He might be the only person you recognize in the movie. He has been in 100 movies, and one of them's Avatar. He was also in 1986 Manhunter, which is also very good. Best part about this movie? 1 hour and 28 minutes.
Nice.
Have you come across a movie that you want to recommend, but it's too long?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No, because I like movies that are at the right time length.
Gotcha.
That's what I do.
All right.
Last and third pick is a movie a ton of experts consider the most underrated horror movie of all time. This is kind of across the board. If you even Googled underrated horror movie, this is the one that comes up the most. It's universally understood to not have been accepted for the genius that it is. It is a movie from 2001 called Session 9. Anyone know it?
I don't think so.
Psychological horror movie directed by a guy named Brad Anderson, best known for his 2004 Christian Bale loses too much weight movie, The Machinist, which I liked as well. This one stars David Caruso and Josh Lucas, two members of an asbestos removal crew who are on a job at an abandoned mental asylum.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong? The group starts to experience tension and incidents and disappearances almost immediately while learning more and more about the former patients, right? And they learn them through these tapes that they find of different therapy sessions that happened while the asylum was open and running. This will show you how scary it is. Here's one of the clips of those tapes.
Princess, tell me what happened on Christmas 22 years ago in Lowell.
We got presents. Mary got a pretty China doll. And Peter got a big old knife.
Then what happened?
Mary's mommy and daddy went to sleep. And then we played upstairs. Peter turned off the light and hid. And Mary tried to find him.
How scary is that just alone?
So great.
It's a great movie, Session 9. I'm telling you, no one's seen it. It bombed in theaters, but it's went on to become sort of a hidden gem for horror aficionados.
Is that Kristen Schaal?
That was not Kristen Schaal.
Oh, okay.
That was just someone doing a very scary voice. Okay. Best part of this movie, I got to tell you, off the top of my head, I could just tell you, 1 hour and 40 minutes. Right on the cusp.
Yeah, it's right almost on
the
cusp. Too long.
145 is the, okay. You're out.
Okay.
140, okay. You're on the cusp. Phew. Those are the three movies for this week. All of the movies I've suggested so far in October, again, chronicled at krock.com in my Get Up On This feature. And I remind you, this week, Joyride, Don't Breathe, and Session 9 are my three movies for Get Up On This.
Get up on this.
That was Get Up.
In all the years, we've been having one of our all-time favorite actresses on the show, Regina King. We've never been more unworthy than today to have her on. Am I right?
It's Clay, very much.
She was like, yeah, I win awards, things are cool. But now it's like, yes. My gosh.
Yes, it's
elevated
insane.
To a level that is just... But she's the same. She walked in here.
Well, she floated in here. It is just like
she did.
There's a difference between this one and last time. Yeah.
Well, I got a nice little wake up from Jensen.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Screamed at her. Sorry about that. We're letting him go. You know that, right?
It's my last
He's
day.
Been fired.
It's my last
Regina,
day.
Regina, you know more about winning Academy Awards than I do.
What?
My understanding is that when they hand you the statue, they say, okay, now you don't have to do the Kevin and Bean show. Now you've graduated. You're past it. You never have to talk to those guys again. And apparently you forgot that because here you are.
I could never not come and visit this team. I can't say guys.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that anymore. Yeah.
Right. We can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
People.
These you people. But see, now that sounds that sounds wrong, too.
It does, yeah.
I decided when it became you can't say you guys anymore that you now can walk in a room and go, what's up, my bitches? And that works. So go ahead and say you bitches.
Coming in to visit my bitches.
There you go. All right. We'll take it. Perfect.
And Regina, as you walked in, you have been a lifelong K-Rock fan.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Because I know you're born and bred.
Born and bred. I don't ever remember not listening to K-Rock. I mean, depending on the day, the time of day, mm-hmm. I was always going back and forth between K-Rock and K-Day.
Same. Yeah, good choices right there.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your support for sure.
So I appreciate your support. You guys have always, you know, you always make me feel loved up.
I mean, it's really tough to get behind you. Maybe one of the most talented people in the world.
Yes.
So the beautiful thing about being an actor is that you get to a point where you can do whatever you want. I would imagine that's where you're at right now, where you can pick your roles because everybody wants to be in business with Regina King, right?
Sure.
You sit on a throne. You sit on the throne, and then if you don't like the pitch, right. Off with their heads.
And I say that because, I mean, Watchmen gives you the opportunity to do something that is completely different from anything else you've ever done before. And that must be really get your juices flowing as an actor.
Bean, I'm trying to tell you, this is like dream come true. Like.
Yeah?
Look, you guys probably have not gotten the chance to see the pilot yet.
Oh, we saw it. You have never seen
her before.
No,
like, there's nothing.
No, agreed.
You know, and so just on the page, she jumped off the page at me the same way.
Yeah.
I feel like people are receiving the role when you watch the show. Mm-hmm. But even bigger than that, the show itself is something you've...
Bonkers.
Bonkers. Yeah. Like...
Unreal.
Damon has mixed... Damon Lindelof, by the way, for those who are wondering which Damon I am speaking of.
That's an important distinction.
Yes. How he was able to accomplish this... mashup of genres in one, you know, in an hour is kind of mind-blowing. Because if you said to someone, it has sci-fi, it has real historical events that we are depicting, it has a little bit of love, it has humor, it has action, someone would go, I don't...
It's not possible.
Yeah,
Too much. Oh, it is so good.
And this is the second time you've worked with Damon. You worked on Leftovers with him.
It is the first time.
I feel like with this, there's such a world built. Like, more than any TV show I've ever seen before, it's a universe where Robert Redford is president. Like, you have to suspend your belief as to the things you know about both the comic book
Couldn't
and the
we
world.
Can we make that happen in this world, by the way, right now?
Oh, anyone, please.
Well, that's the reason why it's really great to watch this show.
The timing is scary good.
And I think it's really important, because I don't want to give away anything, no spoilers, but... You watch this first episode, and a lot of people are going to go away, and, you know, people like to cast judgment early on, but please, I just ask of you to watch all nine, because a lot of things, what you think, are not, you know, what Damon is saying, you know.
It's worth the journey.
It is really worth the journey, and I think it,
We got the first two, and I watched the first one, immediately tweeted, oh my holy hell, Watchmen, and I could not press play fast enough to watch the second. And then I got mad when I found out critics already had six of them. I'm like, HBO, can you hook me up?
Yeah.
Because I need more. It is so intense and so good, and I have no idea what's going on yet. No idea. Well, I'm trying to figure out in my head, but then my mind's going all different places. I cannot wait to see how this plays out.
I know people who were, you know, got screeners to see the first two as well, and then they went to the premiere. We just had the premiere the other day. Again, it's all one day.
Yeah,
sure.
but there were so many things that they missed from when they saw it the first time that they were like, oh my gosh. And a lot of things start to, and not to say to the audience out there that, you know, don't watch it because you're just totally not going to get it. Yes, there are questions that are going to be answered, but then there are going to be new questions that are posed.
For sure.
You know, just within the hour.
I'm in.
Can we just talk about this for a second? And with, I don't know how to do this without spoilers, but do you need, I feel like you need to have a little bit of understanding about Watchmen.
I don't, because
okay, let me just say this. You'll get a lot more out of it if you do.
But maybe just a Wikipedia read, even. I don't know if you have, you don't have to read the whole comic book.
I'm not saying that. You need the basic
idea. There'll be Easter eggs for Uber fans, because I love the book. And I think if you just read the Wikipedia, maybe you'll catch up on some of the names more than anything.
Yeah, that's probably right, because I did not read, Damon didn't want me to read the comic book or see the movie
right.
While we were shooting the pilot. So, and I didn't, and I honored that. But he did give me broad strokes of things that I should know, because it takes place 30 years after you know the comic ended.
And we're not saying you need to do a lot of studying. It's a 90 second, just quickly sort of catch up.
I mean, it would be helpful.
Kevin watched it, so keep that in mind.
And loved it.
And to Kevin's point, and 90 second. A 90-second read.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my 90-second read is 10 seconds for most people.
Right.
Which is probably my 90-second. We're here.
Regina King is here. We'll talk more about Watchmen, which premieres this Sunday night on HBO at 9 o'clock. And we got to get into your character, too, by the way, because it is, as we mentioned, one of the craziest characters you've ever played. What a pleasure to have Miss King back in the studio. We'll take a quick break. Come back more with her right after this on K-Rock.
The clock is ticking. We're running out of time. Evil is rising. Second by second, we all cry out.
If those words sound familiar to you, you are a Watchmen fan. The rest of us will get on board coming up this Sunday night at 9 on HBO. It's the premiere of Watchmen, which is, I guess, one of the co-creators, Regina King, who's in studio, one of the stars of the show. I guess one of the co-creators, Alan Moore, at one time said that he believed that this was unfilmable. That could not be translated from the graphic novel. Obviously, you've proven him wrong. But when you talked to Damon Lindelof about it, was it extremely challenging to make this?
Well, Damon agrees with that. Actually, it's interesting because Dave Gibbons, who has been very supportive of the show, and he's started to he's read every script, but he's starting to watch the episodes that are finished now. And, you know, his first of all, anyone that knows Damon knows that everything that you have seen, Lost, Leftovers, Watchmen, the comic book series, the graphic novel, became a part of his DNA. You know, when he first read it as a teenager, it truly informed the writer he is today. So you can recognize in both of those shows prior to Watchmen how the book influenced him. So he turned down making this series twice before because he believes the same thing that Alan Moore what he said. But Dave Gibbons, I think, puts it best. He calls it, it's not a sequel, it's an extrapolation.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well,
it's
Damon
not like they take the graphic novel and just put it on the screen. It's not like that.
No,
at all.
No,
not at all.
Just the universe.
And Damon said that these 9 episodes are standalone.
Oh, yes.
So that, it's
that begs
over?
The question.
Also, that's a lot different than Damon Lindelof's history with Lost.
Right, very much so. But let's just, I think
never
where we are right
never.
Now, never say never.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I think it's you know, Damon, that Lost experience was, you know, I would say quite traumatic.
Sure,
For all of us.
Boom.
Which episode of Watchmen do you run into the smoke monster and the polar bear?
No, that's Lost. That's still Lost.
Oh, that is Lost, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about Angela, a.k.a. Sister Knight, Regina.
Oh, my gosh. She is a woman that wears many masks. And one of the things that I think is so relatable when it comes to Angela being in this alternate history, that she kind of represents all of us in regards to the masks and why we put on masks and why we change them all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, who we are at home with our family is different than who we are at the family reunion.
Yeah,
you sure. know, and in that first episode. And, you know, I feel like you see three of her masks, you know, and Sister Knight, of course, is one of them. And she is an officer of the Tulsa police force, but she's an undercover officer, as all of our officers are, because of a certain event that took place that Tulsa, Oklahoma decided that the best way to police from here on out is where the police officers hide their identities to protect.
What could go wrong there?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Let's see.
As I was watching the first episode, and it starts off just in the most devastating way, I thought to myself, oh my God, I wonder how many people watching this don't know that part of our history.
History, no, yeah, a lot of people don't. And that's, so let's take it back to when I first received
the script.
Yeah. Okay. I started reading and I read those first five pages and then I close the script and I'm like, is he doing Black Wall Street? Is yeah. this the Tulsa Massacre?
Yeah.
I had to take a pause.
Yeah.
And then I continued reading, and I'm like, whoa, what an entry point
yeah.
to this world. And that
was an out-and-out slaughter, a purge of African-Americans in Tulsa in the 20s.
1921. Yeah.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah. Your second thought, do I have to go to Tulsa now?
Do you see relevance in the story you're telling in this adaptation of Watchmen with 2019 America, Regina?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I think as you watch, we're going to. I hope that people think, "Whoa, this can what's going on now can really get away from us."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You yeah. know,
it has in a lot of ways.
It
so
has
far.
So far. I mean, like fast and furiously. Mm-hmm. You know, like every day, you're like, "Whoa."
It's a depressing amount of reality that really just overwhelms you at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that with Watchmen, what makes it digestible is because it's this that gumbo of genres, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of like when you know, like when you would listen to Carlin's comedy, you know, when he's giving you some straight stuff, but it's with humor, yeah. and so you're getting it, and you're taking it in, and you go, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you kick ass in it, man. You have some fight scenes.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you feel when you put on that suit.
Ooh,
do you think HBO thought, okay, October 20th, I mean, it's not that much of a costume that would be hard to put together for Halloween, because that was my first thought. I'm like, I want to be her for Halloween.
I am hoping. I said, if I just see one.
Oh, you are going you to see oh, so many,
yeah,
because
ready
everyone
for Comic-Con,
wants
Virginia.
To be
yeah.
you. Everyone.
I forgot where I read it, but when you put that on, somebody said that you take over the series like a wrecking ball.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I love that.
Just the posture,
everything. Do you see it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you do that? You're the nicest, kindest, sweetest person, and all of a sudden you're kicking ass.
Well, that's the thing that's kind of interesting about the masks. Mm-hmm. You know, I would think that, you know, in a lot of ways, that's what football players feel like when they put on those pads.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, because all my life I've been like, what the hell is the black under the eye for? Like, what do you, but I feel like it was for something at one time, mm-hmm. and then it just became part of the
like
armor.
War paint.
You
yeah.
know, yeah, war paint. Mm-hmm. And I feel that I can understand or mirror that sentiment of putting something on, and it just
even when you take the bottom part down, your whole body changes just by moving that aspect of the mask. It is, oh my God, I love Watchmen so much, you guys.
Are you saying Regina King is a good actress, Allie?
You know what? She really is. I know.
All right,
it's
before
crazy.
We run out of time, Watchmen, Sunday night, 9 o'clock HBO. Let's talk about your cast as well, ooh, Regina, because it's unbelievable how many great actors and actresses you have in this thing.
It really is. I think, like I said, between all of us, we probably have 150 years of experience.
Yeah. You know? I mean, just Don Johnson alone.
I mean, that was good.
See what you did.
Great. Who's great in this?
He is really great.
So by the way, is he aging backwards? He looks amazing.
He really does. Kind of does feel like he's aging backwards. And I have to say, you know, he's giving you guys, you know, a gold star for white people aging well.
Man, yeah, he's the only one. He and John Stamos. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
all we have. I mean, because they still have, you know, you see the natural.
You can say it. White does crack in many ways.
But Don Johnson is aging like he's black.
He looks good.
He is.
That's what my quote for the poster of Watchmen. Don Johnson is aging like he's black.
But seriously, you guys, Jean Smart, who we fell in love with all over again.
Oh,
wait till
you guys see the sight. I can't wait.
Tim Blake Nelson, who's incredible in the pilot. Jeremy Irons is unbelievable. Francis Fisher is unbelievable. Luke Gossett.
We have three Academy Award winners on our
show.
That's
right.
Crazy.
That's right.
I believe you're one of them, Regina.
Yes! No, but the cast, there's not a weak link. It really isn't.
There's also not any throwaway characters as far as the writing goes. They're all important for a special reason.
Also, people who listen to K-Rock for the music, I honestly was so inspired by the music drops in this show. There's also songs I can't believe are being used on TV.
Agreed.
Like, there's a K-Rock song in the second episode that ends it, and you'll be like, how did they get that?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, and they play, the music plays a big
money.
Music plays a huge role in it.
But also, I was thinking the soundtrack, I knew that was Trent Reznor.
Right.
I just knew it from listening to. Oh, that's Trent Reznor.
Oh, and just also, ladies, there is another actor that you don't see in the commercials because his face is covered in a lot of the trailers. Mm-hmm. But Andrew Howard, who is like
Red Scare,
and so many women are like, when he'd be on set, that would be like the little smattering in the back. He's just so damn sexy.
Well, and he's from Wales. Yeah. I mean, you get an accent
kind of
like that.
But he's also the dude's dude, too. You know, like, he's like the guy that ladies like and dudes like.
Yeah. Did you ever think, Regina, doing Boys in the Hood, did you ever think one day you would be acting in a superhero? Like, you would be a superhero yourself?
I always wanted to be, you know? So I guess I didn't dream that it was impossible. I would say that I didn't think that I'd be almost 49 years old when I'm doing it.
Black
but hey, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it. The knees still work, you know.
I feel like
49. I hope so.
I feel like we have done our duty to let people know how excited we all are about Watchmen. It is considered the greatest graphic novel of all time. It turned comic books upside down, and this is a new adaptation that you are not going to want to miss. I think we've told you all the great things we can without spoiling anything about it.
Yeah.
Regina, congratulations on this. Congratulations on everything.
Thank
you. We love you. And come back and see us whenever you have time, all right?
Thank you for letting me come in. Roll with my...
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
Going to Las Vegas to talk to RJ Bell about NFL Week 7, make you some money, coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show after the top of the hour. And then we're going to be playing some Listeroki for entry into our Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day. And I give you a heads up now so you can start thinking about what Green Day song you want to sing. Someone who sings a Green Day song in about 20 minutes is going to win their way in to not only hear the band play live, but also help us interview the group too for Breakfast with Green Day. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes here on K-Rock. Allie.
Bean.
What's happening?
Have you heard about this Greek golden ratio of beauty?
No.
Yes.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, you measure eyes, eyebrows, nose, lips, chin, jaw, facial shape to determine the perfect face.
Mm-hmm. Is there a head size that you have to fit within?
I feel like head is probably...
I didn't even know where you were going.
It's probably like the outline of it, but I think it's just when you measure it up according to how the eyes fit, all of that.
Right.
Yeah, it does absolutely come into play.
And this is why this ratio that Allie's talking about is why people like John Hamm and Brad Pitt are considered gorgeous mm-hmm. because they have the perfect ratio of yeah. where all the parts are the right size mm-hmm. and the right
symmetrical.
Distance. Yes. Yeah, symmetrical yeah. and the right distance away from each other.
It's closest to the ancient Greeks' idea of perfection. The ratio dates back all the way to the Renaissance when artists and architects used it in their work. So it's basically solving all those mysteries of what makes someone physically beautiful.
And if you bring this
like,
up, why?
I'm bringing this up because, you know, a lot of times people are like, they go into a plastic surgeon and they say, oh, I want my nose to look like this person. I want my mouth to look like this person. Well, now we know who is the nearest to perfection because ooh, this person, her face is a 94.35% accuracy to the golden ratio. That's the highest percentage that you can be to the ancient Greeks' idea of perfection.
Hmm. And you said this is a woman?
It is a woman.
Okay, so the ideal woman, according to the Greeks, mm-hmm. would be Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo is not in the top five.
Hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Catch me outside, girl.
She is not in the top five okay. either, shockingly.
Precious?
Not in the top five.
Okay. God, I felt like I nailed it with that.
Yeah, you're forgetting something.
Who am I forgetting?
I have one.
My sister, Yvette.
Yvette. Nope, not Yvette.
Damn it.
The person is Gigi Hadid.
Well, she's not ugly.
Just kidding. It's Bella.
What? Oh.
Yep, it's Bella.
What are you, sibling rivalry? What are you trying to set up here?
Honestly, because I thought Gigi was better looking, so I just assumed it was Gigi. It's Bella.
You're looking at the list.
I am.
You're literally reading it.
I am.
How did that happen?
This whole time I thought it was her until I realized it wasn't.
Bella Hadid, huh?
Bella Hadid. I think that her sister is... has a
so you're look. Almost you're saying that the
I'm saying
the code doesn't
that the
work.
Golden ratio is wrong.
I am going to tell you that I agree with Allie looking at pictures of the Hadid
I
sisters.
I would accept yeah. either one. By
I think
way.
Gigi.
Yeah,
is,
I don't think anyone's complaining
right?
about Bella.
Yeah.
I think Gigi is definitely prettier than her sister.
Yes.
And I think her parents like her better too.
But do you?
I do.
Good Lord,
you're basing that on.
Just assuming because you would like the prettier one more.
Well, let's...
Nobody wants an ugly kid.
Let's talk about the rest of the list. Coming in second, Beyonce with 92.44%, followed by Amber Heard, 91.85%, Ariana Grande with 91.81%, and then Taylor Swift with 91.64%. These are all people with very different facial structures.
But similar bodies, which kind of bums.
But this is just face.
I know, no, but just, I'm saying, like, does it play into the idea that they have to have... it seems weird.
I would say Beyonce does not have a similar body to any of these women. Ariana Grande is...
about 18 inches shorter than Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Taylor Swift has the body of an 11-year-old boy.
Ariana Grande, not your friend.
So we're just talking about face.
Yes,
I
it's
know,
just face.
Only.
By the way, you say that, Kevin, because you automatically poop on everything Taylor Swift related. I bet many women in our audience would love to have Taylor Swift's body.
Oh, she's a gorgeous woman. Mm-hmm. I just think...
I just don't find that body type where you don't have any curves at all interesting mm-hmm. in any way.
Wow, you just really upset a lot of women in the audience that are like, listen, you can't fake curves. Sorry about that, Kevin.
I'm sorry women don't live up to your standards,
yeah,
Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin, when you look at me, you don't see breeding hips.
Kevin at home just feeding people mayonnaise. Get more like what I want.
Start doing squats. I need some semblance
more,
of a butt.
More carbs, woman.
Oh, I need to know when I look at your hips that you can have my baby.
I'm just saying she's not attractive.
Okay. Okay.
Taylor Swift is not attractive.
She is attractive.
Is Kevin's hot take.
No. Yeah.
I mean, we also have Dave in the next room who thinks that Angelina Jolie is ugly.
Well, that's right.
So we work with
monsters. Oh, that's
monsters.
Absurd. Okay.
Yeah, that's absurd.
We work with monsters. Of course, this whole time I thought it was Gigi. Well, so I apologize.
You found out with all of us.
I know we don't have time now, but is there the Mail article as well about... Who is closest to the Greek standard?
Yes, Bean, and you came in number one.
No. In the article, did they just do it for women, or is there one for men as well?
Just women in the
article. I just found it. Number one is Penn Jillette. It's so weird.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, Penn Jillette, number one.
Fat pen or thin pen?
Oh, no, thin pen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a body type. Everyone has the same.
Right.
It's just the face is what this is. It's measuring eyes, eyebrows, nose, lip, chin, jaw, and facial shape.
Oh, why didn't you see that up top?
I did.
I didn't hear it.
Of course, I also thought I was talking about Gigi Hadid.
While reading it,
I was like, it's Gigi Hadid. Wait, nope, this says Bella. That's weird. I think I literally saw Bella Hadid and I just pictured Gigi in my head.
You rejected it.
I rejected it across the board.
Yeah, you have your own system.
That's madness.
Again, though, both way up there.
Both are doing all right, you guys, in the face category. All right. We're going to talk about some uglies coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, next time.
Okay, something a little more relatable.
Yeah, stay tuned for some uggs.
Makes me feel better.
Yeah. Some birthdays for you. We've got Wyclef Jean, Mike Judge, Norm MacDonald, Michael McKean, and Eminem.
Remember the Regina Bell times?
Oh, I
remember the Regina King times.
It's a different person.
I can't believe he did that.
But you're bringing up an R&B singer that was popular in the 80s.
But by the way, it's not the first time he's done
Kevin
it.
Kevin is now back against the wall, killing himself laughing.
You're really into that Aladdin soundtrack, man.
Oh,
Regina Bell.
Wow.
Hey, yeah, she was delightful when she was Regina King, when she was here last hour.
Wow.
Guys, about 10 minutes from right now, we will invite...
Regina George times?
We will invite you to call in to sing your way into our breakfast with Green Day in the HD Radio Sound Space. We're going to be playing Listener Roki. Don't call now. I guess you could call now, but in about 10 minutes or so, we'll
remember
open up
Regina
the phones.
Regina Hall.
All right. That's fine, Allie. So that is coming up first, though. Thursday at this time means it's time for our good friend, RJ Bell.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
That's where I got it. RJ Bell.
This is RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
So it's understandable, everybody.
Now it makes sense.
The wheels are coming off the show, you guys.
In real life, maybe you're even right. Maybe she should change her name, because that's true.
RJ Bell is the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press, and he joins us every week at this time, live from Las Vegas to talk NFL. Mr. Bell, how are you, sir?
Hello, hello. Sounds like a lot of fun going on.
Yes, I apologize that you had to hear any of that. Listen, I know we like to get right to, first of all, congratulations back on your winning ways with another winning week last week, 2-1.
Well, hold on a second. You're saying we like to get right to the pit? No. If I lose... You want to spend 20 minutes on that?
Another winning week.
Let's get right back to the pick.
Yes, that's how it goes. I'm happy we agree.
But because of something so unusual that happened last week, we do need to revisit it because you had the San Francisco Rams game correct. You had the Vikings Eagles game correct. What went wrong with your Packers Lions pick?
Well, I tell you, as I think you guys are aware,
yes,
at the end of the game, it shows how this can be, based on which side you had, either so joyous, so unexpectedly, or it can be downright heartbreaking.
Explain what happened.
Well, at the end of the game, and let's just keep it simple.
Okay.
Green Bay could have scored a touchdown and covered, and it would have led to another perfect week. 3-0.
Right, right.
Instead, it was the smart play, though. Let's acknowledge.
Agreed.
The Green Bay guy fell down. They were able to run out the clock, kick a late field goal, but did not cover the spread.
This is why.
And Williams.
Oh.
Detroit was trying to let him score. Detroit was going to try to let him score.
Green Bay of yesteryear.
Yeah. Watch the defenders of Detroit. They're going to try to let him score. Nobody's trying to tackle him. But number 30, Jamal Williams, does a really good job. Gets down. And now the Packers can run the clock down and kick the game-winning field goal.
At what point in that were you crying?
You know, I got to be honest with you. When you're if the choice is perfect or almost perfect, you want to be perfect, but it's not the end of the world. I'll tell you this. I always think of the kids. I can't lie.
Sure.
I'm imagining the car right now. They're going, Mommy, if RJ went 2-1 and he wins almost every week, why are they mean to him? That's just what I'm thinking.
Well, you're right. From a football perspective, he did the right thing because you score that touchdown, then there's too much time on the clock. But we felt for you, RJ, because you clearly, was unexpected.
I know
sure.
We got to get to the picks, but I got a question. You guys, let's just assume you guys have, what's a good estimate of the listeners?
12. 15.
I'm going to say 100,000 just to keep it simple. I think it's more than that.
Okay.
Imagine if only 10% of them bet, which I think is probably a low estimate.
Right.
Uh-huh.
That would be 10,000. If each one bet even $10, That means your audience swung $100,000, and you guys are cackling, laughing at their losing.
No, we're giving you. We have sympathy for you.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, we're not.
Doesn't sound like it.
Can you guys let me know when the math is over?
No, we are telling. We are pointing out how difficult your job is because there's no way to have predicted that would have happened.
That's what we're saying, RJ.
But you don't make it any. You don't make it any easier.
You're on your side. We're saying it's not your fault. All right, let's move on to Week 7's games here. I'm very disappointed in you with your big dog. You've got the Ravens plus 3.5 at Seattle at my 5-1 Seattle Seahawks. What's going on?
See, the fact that you said 5-1 is the whole point here. Seattle has had, in my opinion, a surprisingly good year. I'm probably a pessimist on them generally. I don't like Seattle as much as their record maybe says. But you know they're feeling good about themselves. Baltimore isn't. They've done okay. They just haven't lived up to expectations. Next week, they have a bye. Last week, the Cincinnati Bengals, which we also call a bye. So now it's a situation where they got one game to really put their focus on over 3 weeks. It's going to be this one, and we're getting the hook. 3.5, Baltimore big dog.
By the way, I will say, despite the 5-1 record of the Seahawks, they've had to come back to win 4 out of those 5 victories in the fourth quarter. So they have not exactly been blowing people out. All right, your best bet is the New York Giants minus 3 over Kevin's Arizona Cardinals.
That's
What's the right choice
right there.
What's the deal here?
I love this game, and here's why. Arizona, let's give them credit, has won 2 straight after a winless start. Last week, though, and this is technical, so I'll keep it really high level, the defense Atlanta played really was positive for Arizona. It was just a matchup edge. So in a way, you can kind of say, okay, a little less credit than they deserve, but everyone's excited, or a little less credit than people's given them, but everyone's really excited about Arizona. The Giants, they had Eli in, remember? Well, Eli didn't do well at all. Then they brought Daniel Jones in. He did well the first game, but since then, their very best player, Barkley, a running back, has been out. This is the first game they're going to have both Barkley and Daniel Jones. I think that's going to help on the field, but the energy level of this team, I think it helps. They're only laying 3 at home, which means these are even teams. The Giants are better than Arizona. We'll lay the 3 at home. Giants, best bet.
RJ Bell in Las Vegas, founder of pregame.com, talking about week 7 of the NFL. Big game of the week is the Bears and the New Orleans Saints. This is another close one.
Yeah, line is 3. We're going with the Bears, and I cannot not say it, Teddy Bridgewater has surprised me. I've gone, the backup quarterback for the Saints has won 4 straight games. I've been a pessimist. But what I am more than anything is I'm stubborn. So I'm going again against the Saints, and I think it's a motivational edge for Chicago. You might recall 2 weeks ago, they got beat in London. The thing about those London games, they get a lot of attention. A lot of people watch them because they're earlier. They're by themselves, and they got dominated by the Raiders. No one expected that. NFL teams that get embarrassed, 2 things happen. The public goes against them. Ooh, no more of that. And the team, they want to redeem themselves. That combination is usually good, so we're going to go with Chicago laying the 3.
All right, so here's the picks again. Baltimore Ravens plus 3.5 at Seattle. The Giants minus 3 over Arizona. Chicago Bears minus 3 over New Orleans Saints. RJ is all over your internet, by the way. You can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. The website is pregame.com. He's got the RJ Bell Dream Preview podcast on iTunes and the Daily Radio Show straight out of Vegas with RJ Bell 3 to 4 on Fox Sports Radio. Again, we're on your side, RJ. We're saying you're good. Yeah. I want to make sure you understand
12 and 6,
that.
Man. You're killing it.
You know, usually I perceive things accurately. I feel ambivalent right now.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks,
thank
RJ.
Because
he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
All right, we have tickets to Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day.
This is going to be great, you guys. HD Radio Sound Space, huge band, tiny little room. We want you to help us be there to interview the band. We're just asking you to sing your favorite Green Day song, whatever it is. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play List the Rookie.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. People are dumb, and I found a story that's way too long for People Are Dumb. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to have to focus on that one dumb person.
Okay.
Coming up in about 10 minutes.
I love dumb people. You know that. Hey, guys.
Years.
We were all thinking it. I wasn't going to say it. Green Day, you guys, one of the biggest rock bands in the world and also one of the best. They're going to be joining us at the HD Radio Sound Space on October 28th. We would like you to be there with us. If you're a Green Day fan, you should be on the line by now. If not, keep calling 1-800-520-1067. It's time to play Listener Okie.
Listener Okie, Listener Okie, that's the game we're going to play. Listener Okie, Listener Okie.
So it's as simple as just you sing your favorite Green Day song, and it's battle style. If we like you, you stay on hold all the way to the end. If somebody comes along that impresses us more, you get bumped, and they are the current leader. So who's our first contestant, please?
First up is Alexander from Pasadena. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey.
Good morning. What you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing Welcome to Paradise for y'all.
All right. Great choice. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Here I go. The sudden fear has left me trembling, 'cause now it seems that I am out here on my own, and I'm feeling so alone. Pay attention to the cracked streets and the broken homes.
Okay, all right. Let me just say this. The dude sounds exactly
like Joe. This is
a rough start for everyone else.
Yes. That is Alexander's
going to be. This is Billy in disguise.
Billy, this is not cool.
It
not
sounds cool. Like you're trying to win your own breakfast. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, everybody else.
Yeah, gonna be hard
to beat. I don't want to have to follow Alexander, but let's see if Sarah can try in Anaheim.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, what's up?
Bad news for you.
Oh, you'll be great, Sarah.
I don't know. I can't beat Billy Joe, so it's
yeah, you can't out Billy Joe, Billy Joe. What song are you going to be doing for us?
I'm going to do Basket Case.
Well, right. because the rules say we have to, we will pretend to listen to that.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just a
sinner? I'm just going to say.
Any other week.
Pretty good.
Other week. That's any really other good. Week.
That's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. My vote is still Alexander.
Yeah. Sorry, Sarah. I'm so I agree sorry, with Jensen. Any other week.
Yeah, she would have been tops.
Yeah, she's really, really good. All right. That's a tough one.
Let's go to Tiffany in Long Beach. Good morning, Tiffany.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are looking for people to join us to help interview Green Day. Listen to some music of the HD Radio Sound Space. What Green Day song do you want to sing?
I'd like to do Brain Stew.
All right. We'd like to hear it.
Okay. I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out as time ticks by, and still I try. No rest or craft stops in my mind. On my own, here we go.
I mean, that's different interpretation of the song.
Almost,
I liked it.
Almost Disney princess-esque.
Yeah. Tiffany, what could have been?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, file it.
I mean,
come on. I'm proud of that.
I'm sorry, Tiff.
I think it's still Alexander. Yeah. But it's not your fault. You're awesome. You're awesome.
All right, Richard in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tough competition here this morning. You know what you have to do. What Green song are you going to sing?
I'm going to be singing Jesus of Suburbia.
Ooh, will you sing it all?
No, I don't think we have time for that.
We don't have time for that. I would like
to
hear all 9 minutes of it.
To you guys.
I mean, if you're that good, let's hear it all. All right, Richard, good luck.
Let's see. All right. I'm the son of rage and love, the Jesus of Suburbia, the Bible of none of the above, on the steady diet of. Go to poppin' little and no one ever died for my sins in hell.
I actually don't need all 9 minutes.
I actually could use all nine minutes.
Are people
He's
supposed
great.
To be good?
What's happening?
I thought the bit is that people are bad.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I thought he was great.
I did, too. Huh. But was he better than Alexander?
Yeah.
You're going to hear a hot take from me. I'm going Richard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going Alexander Bean.
I hate to say it. I hate to say it. I'm still Alexander.
All right, so
Mugs. Oh, no. Mugs, you're the tiebreaker.
They both sound like Billy Joe. I like Richard because you can call him Dick as well. So let's go, Richard.
That sounds like a fair
that's
way to
That's a ridiculous answer, but okay.
First time that's worked out for me.
Alexander was
so good.
And he just got booted.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Richard should take Alexander.
Kick to the curb. All right. Uh-huh. Well, let's. Do we have time for at least one more?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jacob in Alhambra. Good morning.
What's up, guys? R.I.P. Bean.
I'm fine.
He's a legend we lost.
Jacob, I didn't think that somebody was going to come along and beat contestant number one, but Richard is the current champion unless you can dethrone him. What song are you going to sing?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be singing Minority.
That is racist.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the underworld, one nation underdog, there of which I stand alone, a face in the crowd, and sung against the mold, without a doubt, singled out the only way I know, cause I wanna be the minority.
Okay. All right. Very good.
We do that.
It's like if Green Day met Les Mis.
It's very weird. It makes me feel like Billy Joe can be replicated by almost anyone.
Oh, rest in peace, Billy Joe.
The reason we do this game is to make fun of people that can't sing.
Yes.
What's happening?
Yes. And everybody has been
ridiculous.
Good today.
So Jacob better than Richard or no?
No, I'm still with Richard. But Jacob's very good. Any other week, like
very
I said.
Good.
Yeah, I still want Dick.
If Billy Joe gets sick that day, we'll just have one of our listeners fill in. All right, I think we're out of time, you guys.
No, I want to hear everyone sing.
I know, but look at the clock. I think our man Richard in L.A., congratulations. You're joining us for Breakfast with Green Day.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and we'll continue to give away tickets every hour all day long today, starting at 9 a.m., an additional chance to win at krock.com. Thanks for playing Listener Roki.
Listener Roki, Listener Roki, thanks for playing our game. Listener Roki, Listener Roki, you suck them.
You guys remember the Regina King times?
I do.
Rings a bell.
She was delightful. Oh, Allie.
Oh.
No, you didn't.
Oh, Kevin, you're a delight.
What about R.J. King? He was good, too.
He was great.
Regina King was in here earlier talking about Watchmen premiering on HBO. Good. We'll try to get together some highlights for you for folks who did not hear it to play for you next hour. Also, more Green Day Breakfast with tickets you can win and our weekly visit with Dr. Drew. But first, Kevin, you have a new hero.
Well, you know, I'm not sure he's my hero. You know how you start. Some things make you angry immediately, and then it just escalates.
Yeah.
And somehow, partway in, you're not even you anymore. You've lost it. You're going crazy, and you can't reel yourself back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a man in Ohio who called the police to complain about the police stealing his weed.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So he's calling the police, and he's saying, "You guys stole my weed. I want it back."
Now, this is where? What state?
Ohio.
And is the problem there that weed is not legal yet in Ohio?
That is correct.
Okay, gotcha.
He believes it is, however. But he calls the police office and just starts talking.
Sharonville Police, this is Cindy.
Hi, I need to do a complaint about two Sharonville cops. They stole my weed last night.
Okay, let me have you talk to a supervisor.
All right.
She knew.
Right?
Hello?
Hi, is this a sheriff?
This is Sergeant Mark Duddleson with the Sharonville Police. How can I help you?
I had two cops come here last night and steal my weed, and I want it back.
What's your first name?
Yeah, I was staying at a hotel last night at the time, and my wife had my weed in her purse, and the mother cops took it. It was only like 4 grams, but it was really good weed.
Oh,
and from what I know,
no, sir.
Who is this guy?
Sir.
It was a small amount, but it was really,
yeah, it was
really good.
You didn't
which explains his I think, justifiable outrage.
Yeah, he's furious.
And from what I know, 100 grams is cool. Right? Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I'm wrong.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, now, is he done? Like, does he go,
mistake.
Whoa, yeah, whoa. It is illegal.
I'm talking to the police now saying that I have weed, so maybe I should back off.
Yeah. I stepped in it. I should apologize and hang up the phone.
Yeah.
And
I'm wrong.
What do you mean by that? Do you think it's cool? Where did you get that information
What are you talking about? 100 grams is legal. Am I wrong?
No, it's not.
What county is this?
This isn't Hamilton County.
Hamilton County, 100 grams is legal.
I'm 100% convinced still.
He's still telling him.
Who needs weed more than this guy?
Obviously, they should have let him have it.
I mean, they should have brought him some.
Here, take it,
right?
But get out of our...
Chill.
It's not. I'm just here to tell you that it's not.
What do you mean it's not, dude? Where have you been the past 2 months?
I love it. Now he's insulting.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, what's wrong with you? You're stupid.
I know I'm right here, dude. Don't try to talk to me like I'm dumb.
If you'd like to come down and file a complaint against these officers, you can do it in person.
No, bullshit. I want my feedback.
Oh my gosh. Is this real?
Yes, it's real.
Oh my gosh.
It's real, and this dude is not backing down.
And it happened at like 2:30 last night. Did they say any weed? Or, I guarantee you, they put it right in their f***ing pocket.
Okay, well...
I'll take this as far as you want to go.
He's up to the cops.
Right? He has quadrupled down
I'm
now.
I'm going to throw down with you in a second if you want me to.
Good Lord!
If you think you're going to f*** me around with this bull, dude, you're f***ing wrong. I'm just going to go over your f***ing head. I want my mother f***ing weed back.
Can you stop talking for a second? Okay.
What?
What hotel were you at?
I don't know. Some hotel in Jaredville.
He doesn't even know the hotel he was in.
That's how good the weed was.
By the way, has this guy forgotten the part of the conversation where the officer told him it wasn't legal?
Yes, but he thinks the officer's dumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's he been the
where
past 2 months?
Where have you been? What's wrong with you?
All right, so the caller knows the law better than the police.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
But I woke up in the morning, I asked my wife where my mother weed was, and she said the cops came and took it.
So the police officers took it from your wife?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your wife's name?
Hey, I'm not trying to get all this information out, man. I just
Why
want
not?
My feedback.
He doesn't want to snitch on himself.
Right? What's your wife's? He won't give any information.
No.
What's your name? What hotel did you stay at?
Yeah.
What's your wife's name? Nothing.
He's getting very close to Victor Fuentes territory here, by the way.
Very close.
Too much information.
What's your wife's name?
Marilyn Manson is my wife's name.
All right, now.
Interesting.
All right, question. Is this all fake? I don't think so.
No, I think...
Or is he able to be funny in that moment?
No, I think he's just making up a name. Like
Marilyn
being,
Manson?
Because
yeah.
he doesn't want
he doesn't
to want get to in trouble
it.
With the police.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to give them
like
a real
does it sound like he cares about getting in trouble with the police? He's talking to an idiot cop that doesn't understand the law.
He's not making any sense here, Kevin.
No.
But I think he is trying not to get in trouble.
Yeah.
He wants to mouth off to the cop, but he doesn't want to actually end up giving them enough information to find him and arrest him.
BT Dubs just looked up the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
New ordinance allows people within the city of Cincinnati to freely possess 100 grams. They will not be fined or charged with the crime.
But is that technically his, or is it some sort of technicality that's not in his county?
In all
I
the
looked
reports
up Hamilton County, and this came up for Cincinnati.
Well,
I don't know.
Are we
for when?
He has a point?
Are we thinking he's right and the cop is wrong?
This story was June 13th of 2019.
Where you been the last
couple
of months?
Oh, my God, he's right.
But when it passes, does it immediately go into law or does it wait for, like, sometimes the next calendar year or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I'm just trying to figure out, like, if he's really right. It sounds like maybe he is.
Sounds like someone's his drug dealer.
Right?
Either way.
Okay. But anyway, back to my... point and why I called you for your help.
How do you think it's possible that you call me and be completely unreasonable and then I can't have a conversation with you and you expect any kind
of
result?
I'm not trying to be unreasonable to you.
Okay, what's your wife's name?
Answer me the simple question.
What's your wife's
name? Did any Sharonville cops turn in any weed last night?
Okay, so he does have a very specific point, which is they took the weed, but he doesn't think they turned it in.
No, it's in their pocket.
They just stole it.
Yeah.
So did anyone turn it in, as if this guy's going to be
he
able
has
to...
an angle.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
They didn't. They took my weed and they stuck it in their pockets. Yeah, but anyway, I can tell this is a losing situation.
Just now he can tell.
Just click.
Right now he's like, you know what? I don't feel like this is going anywhere.
It's not working.
I might have to bail.
I just want you to look into it. Last night, 2:30, there were two cops here that stole my weed. You know, and that's it. You have a good evening, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Hangs up. Now, question.
Yeah.
He didn't see the cops. He just asked his wife.
Yeah, his
right?
wife smoked
she
all
said
that.
His wife was high as hell, right?
Hey, babe, where's my weed? Cops took it?
Cops?
I also ate all the Doritos.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
My testicles are perfectly adequate.
Allie is here. Time for What's Happening.
Wow, what is in your mouth?
Right?
After that drop.
It's, believe it or not, it's a walnut. Just went down wrong.
Oh, interesting.
You gonna die?
I'll be okay.
All right, BB. No. It all fits together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect
right,
timing.
I'm fine.
Bean, that's not funny. You okay?
I'm okay.
All right, good. After being offered a role in The Batman, Jonah Hill has since moved on from the project. What exactly Hill is passing, or why he's passing, is currently unknown. And insiders tell Variety that when the news was initially reported, it was so early in the negotiations that a deal was so far from closing that when the story came out, people were like, you guys could maybe keep this under wraps.
I don't go on like Kevin and Bean. I'm like, yo, this is my favorite show. Like,
no, I get it, dude.
So it's just a rumor got reported. And it just didn't end up not happening.
Yeah, I think he was probably in talks with them, but very early stages. Mm-hmm. No idea when negotiations broke up, but there was talk of him playing Penguin. And then there was talk of him playing Riddler. So we don't even know which one he was really up for. But all we know is it's not happening. They couldn't come to terms on a deal.
It's over.
But you still got Robert Pattinson. He is the Batman. You've got Zoe Kravitz playing Catwoman. Jeffrey Wright's on board as Commissioner Gordon. And we still have some time, you guys. The Batman has a release date of June 25th, 2021. We can definitely figure out who's going to be in that movie
by then.
Time.
By that point,
I think so. Yeah. I think we're fine.
At least that week. That week of, we'll probably know.
Yeah, week of, we'll know for sure. Guys, what is happening in North Fulton, Georgia? This man, Mike O'Neill, just living his best life, putting up his Halloween decorations, which includes a pumpkin man that appears to be bent over and his pants are, you know, slightly askew.
Go on.
So it looks like he's mooning everybody. He's got a big orange behind made of two pumpkins. It's adorable. Well, guess what?
It's offensive.
Not everyone's laughing.
Ugh.
His homeowners association is not amused. The group says that other neighbors have complained about the display being offensive. So, what did Mike O'Neill do? He censored his setup by placing a big sign in front of the mooning and say, censored by Georgia whatever HOA. He tells local news outlets he's been putting up that same display since 2008. Only got complaints about it this year. I don't think anyone complained. I think the HOA was like, someone could. Let's just get in front of this.
It happens like that so often.
Insane.
I mean, has no one ever had a plumber come over to their house? I mean, at some point you're going to see a butt crack and it's okay.
Like Jack Stefan, Jack, come on, no one?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, please, I gotcha. It's LA local, but.
Hey, do you do? No one? I mean, wants to play. Here's the thing.
We don't want to play, but we know
right.
it.
We totally
I'm
know
I'm very happy that my parents didn't have a homeowners association because in my neighborhood growing up, every Christmas, my parents would put out the little light-up reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous, right? But every day when my father would leave to go to work, those reindeers were effing.
He would just place them on top of each other?
Yeah, one of our neighbors would come and just show, like, one reindeer was behind the other reindeer. The reindeer's laying down, another one on top of them.
Respect.
And it was hysterical to the point where one day it didn't happen, and my father went and woke up my neighbor and was like, you okay? What's going on?
Dude,
this is very concerning.
Here.
I am not okay with this. I'm just saying, every morning, light up effing reindeers. That is funny.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yep, that nose was somewhere in some of the setups.
Yeah, he's down on the phone.
It's pumpkins as a butt. What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Goodness, and
I'd like to see it.
I would like to see it too. I'm very happy that Neil Patrick Harris is going to be okay. He had surgery after a sea urchin spine got caught in his hand.
We've all been there.
He was climbing some cliffs in Croatia 2 months ago. Hand planted onto a sea urchin. Not a good situation because that sea urchin spine got caught in his hand, caused an infection. Turns out it pierced through a tendon, you guys.
Ooh, oh, that sounds
yeah.
bad.
So he's now having to wear this hand elevating contraption for what he says is the foreseeable future. He did say, all in all, though, I have to say, uni is delicious.
So he ate the animal that injured him?
I guess
he's antagonizing him. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's taunting.
Right?
Yeah.
Although in the comments section, God bless Broadway star Kate Jennings Grant, she wrote, you should have gone to urchin care.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. All right.
Ooh, so, I like that more than I thought I would.
Some birthdays for you. Wyclef Jean, Eminem, Mike Judge, Norm Macdonald, and Michael McKean.
I was really bummed out that I was out last Thursday doing England stuff in England, and I missed you guys having the opportunity to talk to the Eagle himself from The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew.
That was unbelievable, Dr. Drew. You pulled the wool over the entire nation, my friend. That must have been so much fun.
It was fun. That was actually my intent going in, to mess with Ken and Jenny and to... I thought it would just be a fun. It's just part of the game.
Very cool.
By the way, he had to pour some sugar on me set for the next week, and he wouldn't sing any of it for
so
speed.
Bummed.
What a bummer.
Is it okay?
By the way, I just got to tell you, with one thing that sticks in my, as soon as my reveal came, like three tweets in, Allie, no!
Dr. Drew was on the show for 11 minutes.
Yeah, stood out for me. It's like, oh, here we go.
So cool. Well, congratulations. And I don't want to spoil it for folks who haven't watched last night's episode, but apparently no one was surprised who the skeleton was. No one. Everybody knew who the skeleton was.
Well, I guess the clues were a little too close to the
bone. Yes, exactly, right. Yeah. Well, listen, Drew, this is what we had scheduled to talk to you about last week, because this did not make it as a big story, but I happened to see your tweet to Taylor Swift a few days before that, and it said, I had PRK 3 years ago, and I'm still dealing with miserable symptoms. I feel your pain. It really is disabling, and Opto is fairly cavalier about it. And I had to do a little research because I was unfamiliar with the term PRK, but apparently that is a type of or an alternative to LASIK surgery?
Exactly. It's sort of a more aggressive form for people with certain kinds of corneal structures. And I was sort of sold it in a way. I mean, my ophthalmologist was like, the only potential side effect is keratoconus. I'm like, I literally said, that's the only problem you guys have with this? He said, that's it. He goes, actually, he went, hey, I give people vision. I don't make people sick. I went, all right, let's go do it.
Isn't that a red flag from a doctor, though?
Not here. I just thought he would tell me, list through the potentials so I can think about it. And he said, that's the only one. That's one I figured I wouldn't get. And I said, all right, let's go ahead. And to this day, I'm still dealing with. And I saw the video of Taylor Swift, and I identified so strongly with it. I just felt compelled to write something, even if she didn't see it, if other people are going through this or contemplating it. She is not being dramatic. That is what it feels like to have that procedure.
Drew, I don't know if you heard about the anchorwoman in Detroit.
I did.
She had a procedure, LASIK.
Didn't know she had PRK. She had the same thing I had.
She did. Yeah. She had the same thing. She was off work for weeks, really struggling with the recovery of it, and wound up killing herself.
Wow.
And
I went back to my ophthalmologist, and I went, I've been telling you how miserable this is. I've thought about it. I would never. I understand how you could think about that. I couldn't understand how you could do it. But it gets so painful and so miserable. I thought about it. And he stopped me. He goes, are you now thinking?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Oh,
man. Saying that. I'm just saying you guys are cavalier about this, and that's how bad the symptoms are. I completely can relate to that woman, too.
Dr. Drew, in my mind, LASIK basically is all there is, and I'm sure they've worked out all the kinks. That was my thinking about the whole thing.
Same. And the impression you get is it takes 20 minutes and you're driving in an hour. I mean, they make it sound like there's no recovery time, and it works great every time.
For LASIK, that's generally the case, though dry eye can come with LASIK, supposedly more than with PRK. But they told me the same thing. They went, it's a little more involved than LASIK. Maybe 2 days where you're like looking through a cloud, like a mirror, like a cloudy mirror, or like rain on your glasses. No big deal. You'll be driving in 2 days. Oh my God!
What's the advantage of doing PRK over LASIK if the side effects are worse?
You just can't do LASIK. I don't know what the technical issues are, but you really can't do the LASIK when your corneas are thin, apparently.
I see. So it's a different kind of damage.
Rather than the slits, they actually take the cornea off and grow it back.
How are you now, Dr. Drew? And how long? It's been 3 years. How do you feel now?
I'm
still bad.
Better. I'm certainly better, but I have to soak my eyes three times a day. I have to
really
glance twice a day. I have drops all the time.
Really?
In my eyes. And nights are still a kind of an issue. I wake up sometimes with razor blades. My eyelids become like razor blades.
I'm sorry, you said 3 years?
Oh, my God.
3 years?
3 years.
And there's
it's been 2 years and about 2 months. And a friend of mine had it done, and she insisted that 3 years it does get better. So I'm hopeful.
There's no like fix, correction. There's nothing. It's just that's what the surgery is.
Once you damage the corneal nerve, which is what gives the feedback to your oil glands and your tear glands to properly create the layers to protect your eye. and something is screwed up now. They didn't test my, they're supposed to do something called a Schirmer's test, which is a test for dry eye before the procedure. Of, you know, again, who knows, maybe I would have gone forward with it anyway. It's, it won't happen to me. But they didn't do any of that, and it's been quite a thing.
Okay, dumb question, Dr. Drew. You went through all of that, yet you still wear glasses.
Because I read so damn much. I read all day long, so the top is blank and the bottom. They don't tell you that they screw up your reading, you know, if you're older.
Terrible surgery.
What the hell?
Terrible surgery.
Did you get this done with a guy in the back of a van?
Yeah. Why are your doctors in Tijuana, Drew?
This was a fine. Listen, the procedure was impeccable, but the complications.
Yeah, it went great. It's perfect.
But here's the deal. I do lots of dermatology, and I had really good close vision. I could put my nose up to a skin lesion and really look at it. Now I have to get a magnifying glass out. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. And you're probably going to go blind.
No, I'm not going to go blind. And by the way,
I like that Dean goes right to worst case.
Having said all that, it's pretty glorious having your vision back.
Oh, yeah, it sounds glorious.
Yeah, it really does.
Like a lot of fun.
Waking up at night with razor blades sounds really good.
Drew, with LASIK, you have to have it redone every 20 years. That's like a thing, right?
Yeah.
Is that the same with what you had?
I believe not. This one is a little more sustained, and anyone going through it would never do it a second time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because right around the 20-year mark is when it starts getting good.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
But anyways, you understand why when I saw Taylor Swift and people were making fun of her. First of all, I hate the mobs. I always want to address mobs when they develop. And I really felt bad for her. And she may have more problems like I did, and she needs to be ready for that.
That is
I mean, but this video that they released, it was sort of looked like it was right after she had the procedure.
I felt like that for 3 days.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I'm never going to get LASIK or PRK. You've just talked me out of both of them, Dr.
Nice.
Drew.
Nice.
By the way, drdrew.com is where you want to go to find out all the live appearances, including, I understand, you did the Corolla Cruise. How was that in a few words?
Remarkably fun. Great.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Great bunch of podcasts up, including Felicia Day, by the way, who's one of our favorites on the Dr. Drew podcast. And don't forget 790K ABC from noon till 3 today and every weekday. And you can download the Heal app in the App Store or Google Play to have a doctor in the comfort of your own home. Glad you're hanging in there, Dr. Drew. Thanks for sharing your experience. We'll talk to you next time.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 934.
Hey, Allie.
Hi, Bean.
What do you have left for us today?
I've got some stuff.
Okay.
Want some stuff?
I want some stuff.
Sir Elton John has offered up his opinion on Disney's remake of The Lion King.
And he loved it.
He did not.
Oh.
Sure, it's, you know, past Frozen is the highest grossing animated film of all time. Did really well. Pulled in an insane amount of money.
It's not like this is going to have any influence on anyone ever.
No.
No. But he wants to be heard.
We should say he did music for the original Lion King, right?
That he composed and performed songs on the original soundtrack.
The original.
Okay. Yeah.
Elton John.
He was.
Yeah. So good.
Right? You'd understand why he's so possessive of it. Because he killed
top of his game.
1994 was just a big time for all of us.
I think he won an Oscar for Can You Feel the Love today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what he said. Just a little less than impressed with the finished product. He said, "The new version of The Lion King was a huge disappointment to me because I believe they messed the music up. Music was so much a part of the original, and the music in the current film didn't have the same impact. The magic and joy were lost. The soundtrack hasn't had nearly the same impact in the charts that it had 25 years ago when it was the best-selling album of the year. The new soundtrack fell out of the charts so quickly, despite the massive box office success. I wish I'd been invited to the party more, but the creative vision for the film and its music was different this time around, and I wasn't really welcomed or treated with the same level of respect. And that makes me extremely sad.
And get off my lawn.
How dare you make Elton John sad, first of all. So
he's
side
not wrong,
with Elton.
By the way. The soundtrack didn't exactly stick.
No.
Did
he's
you
not
see
wrong about any of this.
My favorite petty person in the world, Billy Eichner.
Oh, no. What did Timon say?
He tweeted, "I also really love this score," and it's a picture of the soundtrack to Romeo and Juliet that Elton John also did.
Ooh. Petty.
I think he was just alluding to the idea that maybe soundtracks aren't always good.
But 94's soundtrack to The Lion King was incredible.
It's no Hakuna
Matata. Listen to that lady, right?
Right.
Bean, where are you moving to? What's happening?
What's the problem?
Over there in Britain.
Hmm?
Did you hear about their new reality show?
What now?
It's called... I believe I'd like to hear the what now in a British accent.
Please, just get us in the mood.
What now?
Thank you. Much better.
How's it getting worse?
I don't know.
It is called Meet the Family, but meat is spelled M-E-A-T.
Go on.
No, you're not going to love it.
Oh, I'm not. Okay.
Very, very different from what you're thinking.
Okay.
It's asking families to adopt and raise animals that might soon go to slaughter.
Oh no.
Unless they pledge to stop eating meat for good. If they don't, they're forced to eat their new pet.
Oh no, this is a terrible show. No.
The program is challenging four families to treat this animal like a member of the family for 3 weeks. And then they're asked, you know, how can you cuddle your dog when you're putting another animal in the oven? The first episode of Meet the Family involves a lamb, a pig, a chicken, and a calf. In the end, they have to decide whether they put the animal in the oven or they send it to a sanctuary to live among other rescued livestock.
And then they claim they're not going to eat that animal anymore.
Yes, essentially.
I mean,
that's a terrible idea.
It is a terrible idea. I guess the point is they're trying to get people to think more closely about where food comes from.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and the reality of the animal's journey from, you know, field to plate. The animal goes through a lot, and they want to make sure people know.
Like, this feels icky,
really,
you guys.
It feels disgusting.
It feels really icky.
Chicken, I'm quack, quack, quacking.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a calf that you're taking care of for 3 weeks, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think there's any way you chop it up and eat it. I just don't.
I don't think you have to chop it up yourself, do you?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen all the details on the show.
There's
that's
a knife.
That's the spinoff show, Chopped Meat.
I mean, I don't know. It's a crazy reality show. Yeah. Maybe you have to kill the animal yourself. I don't know.
Now we all want to watch it.
No,
well, they do say no. They put the animal in the oven. Maybe that's I can't.
You have to listen to it scream. seems like the show is torture now.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Tonight on a very special episode
of Meet the Family. But see, look, we spell meat M-E-A-T.
I got a pig, a piglet, really, 30 years ago, and I knew 15 minutes into it that I would never be able to eat another pig. I mean, it's pretty impactful.
Maybe this will work for people. Did I sell it or what?
I like my Meet the Family idea was way better. By
yeah, I feel like it definitely would have been.
That's pretty, you can find that on the internet, dude. It doesn't need to be on TV.
All right.
Yikes. This is my favorite because we were talking about it yesterday. Kevin's a big old liar who says, no, I don't have a favorite kid. When studies have shown, yeah, parents absolutely have a favorite kid. And kids tend to know if they're the favorite or not. This is why I want to just say right now, Jamie Presley 2020. Because she posted an Instagram photo earlier in the month with her and her son, Desi, 12 years old. She said, best time ever hanging with my favorite son, Desi. That's right, I said it. I have a favorite son, although I love all three of my boys with everything I have in me. And she went on and talked about how it was just her and this little boy for years. So she did a lot of growing up at that time, and he was always there.
And they grew up together.
Yeah, absolutely. But people lost their minds. Like, how dare you write that? Your other kids are going to see this someday. By the way, her other kids are 2-year-old twin sons, Leo and Lennon. And she was basically like, y'all gotta relax, calm down. But she was on the talk, and they opened with this, and they were like, wow, you've got a lot of flack. And she goes, yeah.
I would expect at this point is the apology.
She was going to apologize, be like, listen, I didn't even take into consideration the other kids would read that. I shouldn't have put that.
Right.
Obviously, I don't have a favorite.
So that's what she said.
No, she straight up went, you know what, I was... kind of took a beat, and she's like, I was being honest. I fell out laughing. And then she went on and said, all three of my boys are my favorite for different reasons. But when it comes to, like, traveling on a plane, boom, 12-year-old, you're my favorite. When it comes to dressing yourself, he can dress himself. The twins, they don't even know how to say shirt. So she just was ruining the other two the whole time. But she straight up was like, I'm not only not apologizing, I'm doubling and tripling down.
Sure.
And I respect it because she's the only truthful parent out there.
Yeah, at least somebody's honest in this
right,
room.
Right, Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why the f*** you lying?
That's what I'm saying, you guys.
Also, shouts to Eric Cubici. LA radio legend is the father of Desi.
So, shout out to him.
He's a good guy.
For getting it done, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can you make everything bad?
Talking about meat in the family, right?
He made her favorite kid. That's good.
I mean. Speaking of meat being...
I can't wait to see where this is going.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Transition.
The home that's built on the land where John Wayne Gacy murdered 33 young men.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the market, Bean.
How much?
You got to stay in America.
I have to live in Wisconsin now.
No, this is just east of O'Hare in Chicago.
Oh, this was Illinois, right? Okay,
yeah,
gotcha,
this
gotcha,
was
gotcha,
where he killed 33.
Yeah, I was Jeffrey Dahmering for a moment there.
Were
but yeah,
you?
John Wayne Gacy. Yeah.
I get it, yeah. Well, I thought John Wayne Gacy was your favorite. That's
he's my favorite.
Art you collect,
he does
right?
Have
he's
art.
My favorite.
Yeah. It's on the market for $459,000.
That sounds like a deal.
Yeah.
Did we do you would live in a murder house without when
yes.
Dean was not here?
Yeah, I'm so sad.
All people except for, I think, one.
They were fine with
yeah.
it.
They were all in. They were
some
like,
of them were like, I would live there more
I would,
if yeah, I knew people.
I would pick that house and I would pay more money
yeah.
for it. I was like, yeah. What?
And it was all women.
Yeah, it sure was.
Very strange.
Was.
Not expected.
Would you do this one if you had to?
What do you mean if you had to?
What do you
like,
mean,
I don't know. A situation where you were set up to live in John Wayne Gacy's house. Would you do it?
I mean, I'd have to want to live in Chicago,
sure.
I guess.
But I'm more talking about the idea that we know that, like, 30 kids were buried underneath.
Yeah. 33.
Who's counting?
I would have no problems with it if it met my other criteria for a house. I don't think I would specifically buy it just to have John Wayne Gacy's house. No, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't
me.
Stop you from.
It wouldn't stop
side.
Me to buy it if everything else
if
it checked all the boxes.
Even if they tore down the house,
mm-hmm.
the ground is where the kids were. Right.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah
can't
yeah
get rid of that.
Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah. It wouldn't bother me, but I suspect that it won't be for everyone in that neighborhood because, you know, I would imagine that was a fairly traumatic thing for that neighborhood to go through.
Got a lot of listeners from last week that would
yeah
live there.
Yeah, it
probably
sounds like
be
it.
Into it. Yeah.
Kevin's response was,
war.
Are there other homes that I could buy?
Right.
For every single thing. Yeah. Are there other homes in the neighborhood?
Is there no other home to purchase?
Yeah, it's concerning, guys.
I'm a little bit surprised that they rebuild a house on that piece of land. I'm surprised it's not just empty.
Mm-hmm. You know, like we've heard weirder if it's empty though, because then it draws more attention
no,
to it.
The empty lot
maybe.
Where the
yeah
kids.
I'm just, thinking about
dead
how they
kids under there.
I'm just thinking about how they tore down Rockingham after OJ and mm-hmm. you know and things like that. How they tore down the garage where. You know, the room above the garage where Kurt Cobain killed himself. Usually they just try to get rid of those so that they can't have that kind of allure to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I get it.
But Bean can appreciate it inside.
Oh,
he
yeah
can always love the 33 murders inside.
Yeah. I mean, he could own the art if he wanted to.
Right.
Oh, he does.
He does.
He does.
Right.
He's
that's
psychopath. Right.
Right.
I think this is a bigger conversation, but... You know how a lot of actors, actresses are being sued basically for posting a photo of themselves on social media because the copyright belongs to paparazzi.
Yeah.
Photographer,
they
yeah
took the photo, yeah.
It, to me...
Legally, that's true.
I don't side with a paparazzi. You are taking a picture of me walking out of a place. This isn't, I posed for you.
Right.
I got my hair and makeup done, and I posed for you. You legally own it. Yeah, that's your picture.
And I know that's the situation going
yes
in the whole thing. Yeah.
But the fact that you can actually sue someone like a Justin Bieber, like a J-Lo, like a GJ Hadid, because they repost a picture that you took out in the wild is bonkers to me.
Yeah.
Is
that's
it very, bonkers to anyone
yeah
else?
It's insane.
Yes, it's very
it's
much true, though.
It's insane.
How do we stop that?
Someone, who was
I'm
it?
Sure
was
that's
Ariel
our job?
Winter? There was some celebrity who was just posting only photos taken by paparazzi and was like, well, a lot of lawsuits coming. Because I don't think it's going to be a lawsuit that a judge is going to see and be into. But it is a lot
know
of people, a lot of the photographers are suing anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst.
You're being creepy. And I know that's your job. But you also know your job is to be a creep.
Yeah.
All right.
But being a creep, they would argue, is legal and pays the bills.
Says the creep.
Says the creep, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I mean, if there's anyone that's going to defend a creep, it's a creep.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying they're
right
allowed they're
yeah
allowed to do it until the law changes.
Imagine a guy who sides with paparazzi and lives on a house underneath 34 dead children.
Right?
I mean, that is quite a dude. 33, right?
33
I
don't
guys
try to make him sound like a bad dude.
He doesn't need any extra
my
bodies.
Gosh. All right, some birthdays for you. Mike Judge, Norm MacDonald, Michael McKean, Wyclef Jean, and Eminem.
You better lose yourself in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go.
Still got it.
I've only got one shot. Kevin?
I'm out.
It's your chance to blow?
Chance to, really?
Yeah.
It's your son. It's your son. I don't know if you've seen pictures. You and Eminem. We should repost that picture.
Well, he's
and have
not
people,
my favorite son. I'll tell you that.
People, wow.
Right?
We should post that picture and have people vote. Is this Kevin's kid?
I mean, all right.
It's your kid.
All right. Take it easy.
That's what happened.
Thanks, Alan. You drive home today. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have your tickets for breakfast with Green Day.
Mm. Awesome.
We also have Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick. You fell in love with them, I believe, probably with Deadpool. And they are the ones that are behind Zombieland Double Tap. Going to talk to them. And we have tickets for a room in a place where there's going to be a game between squads.
What are you even saying?
Play with a round ball.
I think we can say basketball. I think we can say professional basketball.
And they shoot at a hoop.
Mm-hmm. I think it's professional basketball teams are playing against each other, both based in L.A.
We have a suite.
Right.
That you will be able to also join some of us in watching that game in.
That is true.
And Kevin will be doing the play-by-play, just like that.
I hope so.